Lesson 3. Chile's First Lady of Letters. By order of the government, the country went into 3 days of mourning. All schools and official buildings were closed. Flags were lowered to half-mast. Was the nation lamenting the passing of a president or a famous general? No. The person whose death was being marked with such pomp was a poet. The country was Chile. The year was 1957, and the poet was Gabriela Mistral, born Lucila Godoy Alcayaga 68 years earlier. Lucila grew up in Chile's Valley of Elqui, a place she alludes to frequently in her poems as an earthly paradise of vineyards, fig orchards, and green hills. Her father doted on his child, making a garden for Lucila and listening with delight as she talked to the flowers, birds, and insects. But his feckless ways and frequent absences caused quarrels between Lucila's parents, and when the little girl was 3, her father disappeared from her life forever. Friends remember her as a solitary child whose pensive ways cut her off from companionship. She compensated for this by creating a rich interior world for herself, and by the age of 11 was writing her first poems. When she was a young woman, 2 unhappy love affairs brought trauma to Lucila's life. In one case, the young man committed suicide after being implicated in a crime. In the other, a woman from a wealthy Santiago family abruptly replaced Lucila in the affections of the man she had hoped to marry. Believing that marriage and motherhood were not in her future, she consecrated her life to teaching, a calling she held in the highest regard, and writing poetry. Taking the pen name Gabriela Mistral, she poured her grief into her poetry. Though you creep to the corners of the earth to kiss her, you will see my tear-stained face. Hers was a fresh voice, sometimes direct, even harsh. Other times it was tender and wistful, offering quite a contrast to the often stilted language of some of her contemporaries. In 1922, Mistral received international recognition with the publication of Desolación, Desolation, a volume of poetry pervaded by a sense of suffering and lost love, and with scorn for indifference to pain and excessive emphasis on materialism. Mistral used her newfound celebrity to disseminate her views on education, which began appearing in newspapers and journals throughout the Americas. An invitation to visit Mexico to advise leaders there on educational reform and an appointment as consul for life for the Chilean government began Mistral's life of travel. The salary she received from her official position enabled her to pursue her literary and educational activities free of monetary worries. Whatever her activity, concern for children, nature, and the downtrodden filled her mind. Her second book, Ternura, Tenderness, contains many children's songs and verses that reflect her study of folk verse, nursery rhymes, and lullabies. Next came Tala, The Felling of Trees, a reference to the wanton destruction of Chile's forests by greedy timber barons. She assigned the proceeds from Tala to the relief of children orphaned by the Spanish Civil War, after her exhortations to the countries of South America to take in refugees from Spain went unheeded. In 1945, Gabriela Mistral was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature, the first Latina writer to be so honored. In her acceptance speech, she expressed her thanks on behalf of writers of the Southern Hemisphere of the American continent, so little and so poorly known. Now a world figure, Mistral traveled extensively in Europe and throughout the Americas, teaching, writing, and speaking out in public on behalf of the world's children who were denied education and forced to work in appalling conditions for low wages. Unhappy about the subjugation of women in much of the world, she served on the United Nations Committee on the Status of Women. At the same time, she expressed highest admiration for the achievements of women of the United States and lived there for a time. She was staying with friends on Long Island when she died on January 10, 1957. In Santiago, the honor guard at Gabriela Mistral's funeral was composed of 400 children, a procession appropriate for a woman whose heart adopted the children of the whole world and celebrated them in her poetry. Rivers are circles of children, running off to the sea as they play. Waves are circlets of little girls, embracing the world as they play.